الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. على حضرت إمام أهل السنة مولانا الشاه إمام أحمد رضا خان عليه رحمة الرحمن رات فتوى رزبية volume 23 page 122 سيدنا عبد المواهب رضي الله عنه says I saw the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in my dream. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, You will intercede for 100,000 people on the day of judgment. I asked, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jal صلى الله عليه وسلم, How do I gain such status? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Because you recite the Durood Sharif and it sends this reward to me. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In order to send the reward, make the intention of sending the reward in your heart whilst you are reciting the Durood Sharif. Or say, I am sending the reward of this Durood to the beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, either before or after reciting the Durood Sharif. It is said that once a king who was passing by a garden along with his companions saw someone throwing pebbles. One of the pebbles struck even the king. He ordered his servants to bring the person throwing the pebbles. The servants brought the villager. The king asked, Where did you get these pebbles from? The terrified villager replied, I saw these beautiful pebbles while wandering at a desolate place. So I put them in my pocket. When I reached this garden, I used these pebbles to pluck fruits from the trees. The king asked, Do you know the value of these pebbles? He replied, No. The king said, These little pebbles were in fact priceless diamonds which you have wasted due to your foolishness. On hearing this, the villager regretted a lot, but his regret was useless because he had already lost the priceless diamonds forever. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, likewise the moments of our life are also priceless diamonds. If we waste them in useless activities, we will have nothing except grief and regret on the day of judgment. World for a special purpose, for a fixed time. It is mentioned in Surah Muminun, verse 115, translation Kanzul Iman. Do you then think that we made you in the vain of, and you are not to return to us? Regarding this verse, it is written in Khazain ul-Ilfan. Don't you have to be resurrected for reward on the day of judgment? You have been created for worship, which is obligatory on you. So you can return to us and be rewarded for your deeds. Explaining the aim of the creation of life and death, it is mentioned in Surah Mulk, verse 2, translation Kanzul Iman. Who created death and life that he made true as to which of you is the best in deeds? صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear Islamic brothers, besides these two verses, the purpose of the creation of human beings has also been described in many other verses. Man has to live in this world for a very short period. In this little life, he has to make preparations for the grave and the day of judgment. Therefore, the time that we have present is very valuable. Time is flying very fast. It cannot be stopped. The breath which is taken once will never return. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, would say, Hurry up, hurry up. What is your reality of life, of your life? Your life consists of just a few breaths. If they stop, your actions and deeds whereby you get the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and will stop. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon the person who took account of himself and shed some tears remembering his sins. After saying this, he rahmatullah alayhi recited the verse 48 of Surah Maryam. Translation Kanzul Iman. We are completing the counting. Hujjat al-Islam Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, this counting refers to the number of breaths. The king of Medina, صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the day makes the announcement daily at the time of sunrise. If you went to perform any good deed today, then do it. I will never return. Dear Islamic brothers, we should perform as many good deeds as possible, taking the advantage of each and every day of our life as we meet our death any time. The people who call us today with a little mister, may we call us tomorrow with the word late. It is the undeniable fact that we are moving fast towards our death, and though we realize it or not. Thus, verse 6 of Surah Inshiqaq says, translation, Kanzul Iman, O man, undoubtedly you are to return, to run necessarily towards your Rabb, then you are to meet him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are taught and learnt in the modern environment of Dawat Islami, an international non-political propagation and movement of the Quran and Sunnah. The weekly ijtima in your locality takes place every Thursday after Salatul Maghrib in Gumgol Sharif. It is also a Muslim request that you participate in this ijtima and try to spend the night in Faizan Medina. Make it a habit to travel with the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the Muslim kafilas with the Prophet's devotees and fill your Muslim and Mat card daily during the Fikr in Medina and hand it in to your relevant, responsible Islamic brother of your area. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of this, we will develop the mindset of performing good deeds, avoiding sins, and protecting our faith. Every Islamic brother should make the intention that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, to rectify ourselves, we are to act upon the Madni and the Mat, and to rectify the people of the whole world, we are to travel in the Madni kafilas. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, indeed the one who will get judged quickly and escape the hardships of the Day of Judgment will be the one who recited durood upon me in abundance in the world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated that once a king went hunted, but was separated from his companions. The king spotted a weak and grief-stricken young man who was shuffling with some human bones. The king asked, How did you become like this, and what are you doing in this deserted and frightening place all alone? The young man replied, I am in such a state because I have a long journey ahead of me. Two guardian angels have been appointed over me in the form of day and night are after me, scaring me and making me run forward, meaning that whatever days and nights pass, they are bringing me closer to death. I see a dark and narrow grave full of pain ahead of me. Alas, soon I will be left in it to rot. It will be full of discomfort and worries. There I will become food for insects. My bones and their joints will be taken apart. This isn't the end though. After this, there is also the Day of Judgment, which will be tougher. Thereafter, I don't even know whether I will be sent to heaven or to hell. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. You tell me, how can somebody who knows all this rejoice? After hearing this, the king was engrossed by sadness and grief. The king got off his horse and sat in front of the young man and said, O young man, your words have snatched all my comfort and have taken control of my heart. I want to know more. The young man said, These bones that you see piled in front of me are the bones of kings who fell into the trap created by the beauty of this world. They themselves rule the people, while heedlessness rules their hearts. These people remain careless of the hereafter. All their desires were left unfulfilled till death overtook them, and the blessings bestowed upon them were confiscated. Their bodies have rotted away in the graves, and their bones have scattered around the state of restlessness. Soon their bones will gain life and will be covered in flesh, and they will receive according to their deeds either a house of heaven or a house of hell. After saying this, the young man disappeared, and the king could not find him anywhere. When the servants found the king, they saw his facial expression of emptiness and tears flowing down his cheeks. When the night came, the king took off his lavish clothes and wrapped himself in two sheets and went into the jungle to perform the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. After this point in time, nobody heard from that king ever again. My dear Islam brothers, this incident contained much detail of the journey into the afterlife, and the upcoming states mentioned are very worrying. The mysterious preacher, whilst keeping the bones of the kings in front of him, draws a sketch of the grave and the hereafter, which is a real warning to us. The affairs of the grave and afterlife are very frightening and traumatic, but before this, we need to taste death and the things linked to it, which include the pain at the time of death, the seeing on the angel of death, and other such painful events. The leader of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tell us about death. Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, death is like that branch which is covered with thorns, and it is put into the stomach of a person. When each thorn entangles with the vein within the body, the branch is pulled with extreme force. The thorn rips out of the body and tears some pieces of flesh too, leaving some flesh in the body. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to teach about the significance of jihad and would say, if you were not martyred, then you would die. I swear by the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, in whose hand my soul is, 1,000 wounds caused by a sword are dearer to me than death on a bed. My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Madni channel, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said this because a martyr at the time of martyrdom is overwhelmed by the visions of heaven, and if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, then he is enraptured by the visions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He doesn't even feel the pain of death, whereas the one who dies in a normal state will feel the brutal pain of death. In one narration, it has said that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said to the angel of death, can you show me the form that you appear in at the time of capturing a disbeliever's soul? The angel of death replied, you will not be able to bear it. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, why not? So the angel of death told Ibrahim alayhi salam to depart from him. He did so. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam looked at Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, again he saw a dark and frightening figure dressed all in black with standing hair. An awful smell was emanating from him, and fire and smoke were coming out of his mouth and nostrils. And seeing this, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam passed out. When he regained consciousness, the angel of death had returned to his original form. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O angel of death, just seeing your figure at the time of death is a big punishment for the disbeliever. My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Madni channel, even after knowing about the shudders of death and about his suffering, it is sad that we are living in this world with satisfaction. Our every breath is a footstep closer to our death, and every day we are moving closer to our grave. No matter how successful we are in collecting worldly wealth, we will have to get used to the idea of death. No matter how comfortable our life is, death will put an end to that. No matter how highly people might think of us in their hearts, death will remove this. My dear Islam brothers, many proud and honored people have been dishonored by death. Nobody knows how many evil rulers have been thrown from their great palaces into the small dark room of their grave. It is uncountable the number of high-ranked and highly respected people who have been taken out of their comfortable spacious homes and thrown into the unbearable discomforts of the grave. How many leaders are lying in the darkness of their grave who were once living in valley bungalows and mansions? It is because of death that the newlywed groom, who was meant to be heading to his newly decorated room full of fragrant roses, laughing and dancing, fell into the darkness and discomforts of the grave, a room which is full of creatures and insects. Nobody knows how many youngsters, even before seeing the wonders of the world, were hunted down by death and fell prey to the terror of the grave. My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Madni channel, if due to persistence in committing sins, your worldly life and the religious life are both destroyed, then what will you do? Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Para 17, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 45, translation from Kanzul Iman. And how many towns were destroyed that they were unjust, so now they are fallen down on their roofs. And how many wells are lying neglected, and how many palaces are deserted. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say during his sermon, Where are those handsome faces? Where are those who used to be proud of their youth? Where are those kings gone who built glorious palaces and strengthened them with the strong forts? Where have they gone? Who overcame their grounds of war? Indeed, time dishonored them and now they are lying in the darkness of their graves. Hurry up, hurry up. Take the lead in good deeds and ask for forgiveness. My dear Islamic brothers, the leaders of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving us the mentality to worry about the darkness of the grave and is trying to wake us up from the dream of heedlessness. The darkness of the grave, the dangers, being food for the creatures, our bones being torn apart, remaining in the grave until the day of judgment, reckoning for our deeds, even after knowing about all of these events, to carry on sleeping under the sheet of carelessness is most alarming. My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Malini channel, these following narrations we realize that life is rapidly melting away like an ice cube. Before the time of death comes, let's reflect and try to rectify ourselves and try to make good intentions by attaching ourselves to good company. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this time of fitna, we have the beautiful environment of Da'at Islami whose mission is, I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. To rectify ourselves, we must act upon the Madni Namat and to rectify the people of the whole world traveling the Madni Kafile. My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Madni channel, try to attend the weekly ijtimas of Da'at Islami in your localities. I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. To rectify myself, I must act upon the Madni Namat and to rectify the people of the whole world, we must travel in the Madni Kafile, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidin Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive all our sins and give us the enthusiasm to become practicing Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the illness of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madni Namat and invite others to make them act upon the Madni Namat. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim house with obedient children. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless last retribution visions of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us death with Iman in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. And make our place a burial in Jannatul Baqi, and make us companions of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the cool and fragrant air in Medina, accept all our lawful prayers. Kehte rehte hai dua ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri arzu har bek su majboor ki. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Momino par de rahoo شهر شهر المدينة الصلاة والسلام میں ہوں سنی ہوں جمیلِ قادری مرنے کے بعد
Ascending success, say, O Mubarak.